The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 9:10 a.m. as I have the privilege of sitting in for Bill Bunkley as he's taking some well-deserved time off there in Tampa. But I also welcome my listeners in Columbus, Ohio to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM, The Word in Columbus, Ohio. Wherever you are listening, welcome. And I want you to know I am honored and grateful to be your host this afternoon. Here's my telephone number, and it works in Ohio. It works in Florida. It works anywhere in the continental United States. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Where do we begin? Well, some somewhat breaking news. United States Senate has declined to take up an immediate vote on increasing the stimulus check from $600, as the COVID relief bill mandated, to $2,000, as President Trump requested, and as the House of Representatives yesterday voted on. Mitch McConnell blocked an immediate vote and simply said the Senate would begin a process of taking up a vote on the increase. Now, I'll be really honest, I have no idea what that means for the $600 that has already been approved and signed into law. And I've looked all day long trying to figure out because the $600 has already been approved by and signed by the president. That COVID relief bill, which includes $10 million for gender studies in Pakistan, among other things, that is already been signed into law by the president. So it has been approved by both houses of Congress and signed by the president. So that part is a done deal. Yesterday, the House of Representatives, in response to a request from President Trump, voted to amend that and add on extra, which would equal $2,000 per person and $4,000 per couple, and I think a maximum of $5,000 for a family. Anyway, so the House passed that yesterday, sent it to the Senate. The Senate just moments ago blocked it. The Republicans, Mitch McConnell, the Democrats wanted to do a consent vote where it just be, hey, everybody for it, say yes, raise your right hand. And Mitch McConnell shot that down and said, nope, we're not going to do that, but we're going to begin the process of discussing it. How long is that going to take? Don't know. Will the Senate ultimately approve increasing the amount from $600 to $2,000? Don't know. How does that impact the $600 that has already been approved? I don't know. And maybe some of you know the answer, and if you do, you can give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. But I can't find anybody who really knows. If this all plays out and the Senate ultimately approves the $2,000, and then that would be signed by the president, will we get a check for $600 and then get another check for another $1,400? I don't know. It's very, very confusing, but that's where we are right now. Just moments ago, Joe Biden held a press conference. If he really is inaugurated in January and becomes the next president of the United States, I don't mean this in a disrespectful manner, but if I ever have trouble falling asleep, I'm going to record some Joe Biden speeches and play them. I watched a few minutes of the speech during the top of the hour break and so forth, and there he was standing like a statue, no facial expression whatsoever, clearly reading from a teleprompter, and I might say not reading very well. He seemed to be really struggling, looking straight into the camera. And here is what he said. Because of Donald Trump, most of you are going to die. Nothing you can do about it. Because of Donald Trump, most of you are going to die, but because you didn't elect me soon enough, that's just going to be your fate. You're going to die. And things are going to get worse. But because I am now president, things will change. And people will begin to live again because of me. I will make sure that some of you who actually didn't vote for Trump will live if you wear a mask. But you must wear a mask, because that's what we're going to do in the Biden-Harris administration. We're going to wear masks. We're going to wear masks. And then he turned and walked away. Have you noticed something? Now, hey, maybe you love him. Maybe you voted for him, think he's great, the greatest thing since sliced bread or the invention of peanut butter or whatever. Have you noticed? He never answers questions. Now, if you hated Donald Trump, if that was a speech by Donald Trump, he would have stood there for the next 30 minutes, 45 minutes, hour. And he would take every single question from the news media, even though they were antagonistic, they were belligerent, they would be disrespectful, they would scream and yell. He would stand there and answer every question. I watched the end of Biden's speech. The last thing he said, if you don't believe me, check it out. The last thing he says, wear a mask. And he said it with about that much emphasis and enthusiasm. Wear a mask. And then he turned and walked away. A few reporters were shouting out questions, totally ignored them. He didn't want to answer any questions. I've got it farther down in my stack. And, you know, we can debate wearing masks, don't wear masks, and so forth. But it's really fascinating. I'm not a scientist. Don't pretend to be a scientist. I'm not a doctor. Don't pretend to be one. I'm not an expert on anything. I keep saying that. And I really mean it. But I do have a teeny weeny little tiny bit of common sense. And this is fascinating to me. And maybe there is an explanation other than just common sense. But if you look at the states with the most strict mask mandates and lockdowns, that is where the biggest COVID-19 outbreaks are. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, have it in my hand right here. California has the worst COVID-19 spread in America. They were one of the first states in America to lock down, and I mean lock down. They were one of the first states to have a mask mandate. They have enforced a mask mandate and lockdowns probably more than any other state in America. Now, common sense would tell you that if the lockdowns and the mask mandates work, California would be an oasis in the midst of the COVID-19 spread. And it's exactly the opposite. Here in Ohio, our governor told us, about 2 months ago, if you all wear masks, we can knock this thing down in about 3 weeks. He said that. Over 89% of people in Ohio are wearing masks. And we have been for weeks. It hasn't been knocked down. And I'm over time. Got to take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney live in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. If you want to talk, you have a question, comment, agree, disagree, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Most of you have heard of cancel culture. Now, this is an attempt by the liberal left in America to basically cancel anything that is not politically correct. It is an attempt to revise most of our history. It is an attempt to remove much of our heritage. And it is getting insane. Here is the latest example. There has been a statue in Boston since 1879. A statue was put up in Boston, which was a copy of a statue put up in Washington at the Emancipation Memorial. Now, in Washington, D.C., the statue was actually paid for through fundraising from freed slaves. And here's what the statue is. Abraham Lincoln is standing. A slave is kneeling beside him, and he is looking up at the great emancipator. He's not looking down. He is looking up. He has shackles on his hands, but they're broken. And if you look at it carefully, you can almost see the slave rising up because the shackles have been broken. He has been set free, and he is rising up in freedom from slavery. What a great picture! It's wonderful. And again, the one in Washington, D.C., was paid for by freed black donors. Yeah, well, the one in Boston has now been removed. It's an exact copy of the one that is still in Washington, D.C., but the one in Boston has been removed. Quote, workers removed the Emancipation Memorial, also known as the Emancipation Group, and the Freedman's Memorial, early this morning from a park just off Boston Common, where it has stood since 1879. Quote, it was created to celebrate the freeing of slaves in America and was based on Archer Alexander, a black man who escaped slavery, helped the Union Army, and was the last man recaptured under the Fugitive Slave Act. So again, it is a shirtless black man rising up out of slavery. The shackles have been broken. But because he is below Abraham Lincoln, the leftists who represent cancel culture said, it's offensive. It's oppressive. Pardon me for saying this. You idiots, you missed the whole meaning. He was a slave. The statue represents his freedom, his emancipation. The shackles have been broken, and it gives Abraham Lincoln a little bit of credit for it. Ultimately, Abraham Lincoln gave his life. It's one of the reasons why he was assassinated, because he stood against slavery and signed the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm quoting from the story, more than 12,000 people signed a petition demanding the statue's removal, and Boston's Public Arts Commission voted unanimously to take it down. The statue is to be placed in storage until the city decides whether to display it in a museum. So a statue celebrating the freedom of slaves and acknowledging the role of Abraham Lincoln in it is now offensive. It wasn't offensive in 1879. It wasn't offensive in 1900. It wasn't offensive in 1920. It wasn't offensive in 1930. It wasn't offensive in 1950. It wasn't offensive in 1970. It wasn't offensive in 1990. It wasn't offensive in 2000. But because of the loony left, all of a sudden, it is now offensive. This is the wacky, loony left and the push of cancel culture. And the people of Boston are dumb enough to allow it. Yeah, just, oh my goodness. You know, I understand some of the controversy about the Confederate statues. I don't agree with removing them because it's part of history. That's the way it was. And we cannot revise what actually happened. By taking down the statue of a Confederate hero does not change history. History is what it is. But I understand. But this statue of an emancipated slave rising, if he was kneeling down, he was rising up out of slavery. That's insane. It is just insane. All right. I'm going to calm down, I promise. I'm going to take deep breathing exercises through this entire break. I'll be much calmer when I return.